Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at the speed of execution of putting a deal together, because that is critical. Having taught property and educated people for over a decade now, I noticed there was a bit of a disconnect. You see, I would have hundreds and hundreds of people sit the same program, get the same information, the same learnings, and all of the same tools and knowledge, support, and systems. It didn't vary. We didn't cherry pick and give some people a special sauce or a secret ingredient that other people didn't get. So we had exactly the same program and materials and tools and resources for any number of hundreds and over the years, thousands of students. But here's the thing. Very different results. And if I'm being totally brutally honest and transparent, some people didn't even get a result. Fancy that, a big return on investment was what was expected if they invested time and money, and yet they didn't get an outcome. So we've put that under the microscope to just see what was going on, and we really tested and measured that in the first few months of this year. By getting people re-enrolled and leveraging social science and human nature. And what happened was we got everyone to start together. We did it in the form of a challenge. And that came from research by Dean Ornish. Now, Dean Ornish was engaged by the US government because there was a significant waste of resources and time and money because so many people were overweight and they had diabetes. And the issue was that they lent on the medical system. They couldn't produce as members of society and boost the economy and have jobs and pay taxes. And it was at a great cost. So the government invested a fortune, and they'd been doing it for decades because the rate and incidence of diabetes got higher and higher. And they invested the lion's share of it in research that Dean Ornish conducted. And what he said is it's no sense appealing to people's rationality. So yes, it's logical that we should stop eating and that we should lose weight and that we should exercise and eat well. We get that from a logical level, but at an emotional and feelings level, it doesn't translate. Because we don't feel like exercising, we don't feel like eating well or not eating at all. And so even though logically we understand what we should be doing, we don't do it. And here's the thing, we get even more depressed and we beat ourselves up because we know what we should be doing, and then that's just another failure. Not only are we overweight and we've got diabetes and we're not productive and we're disappointed in ourselves, but we know that we should change and we can't. So it's another strike against us. And here's what Dean Ornish found out, and he changed results from like only 5% of people that could turn their life around to over 70% of people. And how they did it was they did it together. They started their program and their retraining together on how to eat, how to exercise. They had peer accountability and group support, and they didn't make it all happy, happy, bed of roses, this is easy, you're a failure. They embraced the difficulty and they did it together. So we applied that model to a challenge this year. We did a 4-week challenge in February, and we were pretty pleased with the results from our community. But 4 weeks was a bit of a baptism of fire. Once we got better results, we looked at it, and 4 weeks was a big commitment of time in a world where we're all pretty time poor. So what we then did was we made it a 5-day challenge. So much better in terms of engagement and people being able to commit the time to that level of change. So 5 days, far easier and far greater results than 4 weeks. The thing is that we respond to scarcity of time. The shorter it is, the easier it is. It's easier to commit to doing something for a few days than it is for a whole month. And if we just commit, if we just take baby steps, the Japanese word for it is kaizen, which is constant and never-ending improvement, but in tiny increments. Even one tiny shift in the right direction can start an avalanche. You just need one snowflake. So what we then did was, after the 5-day challenge, we said, how can we make it even shorter? Because all that matters, where you get the biggest pack for your punch, which is like 80% of it, is in the way you start. So starting together, starting with focus and commitment, makes a difference. And then it's just the follow through. So if you can bite off more than you can chew at the start, get launch velocity, get speed of execution, you get speed of results and outcomes. Things start to change. It's like going on a diet. If you go on a diet and then start to see results really quickly, you become far more enrolled and motivated to keep going. Whereas if you go on a diet, if you're beating yourself up, if you're starving and you're hungry and you're angry, you're hangry and nothing's happening, it's far easier to say, oh, forget this. I'm just going back to the way it was. The status quo is really entrenched and ingrained in our psyche. So when we're starting a property journey, we need speed of execution, launch velocity, and fast results so we can double down on the effort. You may have heard of Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law says that work or a task takes up the time that we allow for it. So you may remember from your student or school days, if you allow yourself 3 months to do a project or an assignment, guess what? It takes 3 months. If you allow yourself a week, it takes a week. If you're a crammer like I was, then you give yourself a night, you pull an all-nighter and you get it done in a night. So the idea is to set your time frames really, really tightly, take a razor blade to your diary and really, really focus. Now, we've talked in this podcast before about 6 steps to profits in property. And I'm talking fast, short-term profits, not, you know, 18-month projects that you have to go through all sorts of elements outside of your control, like getting a DA through council and builders and, you know, many a slip between cup and lip. We want speed of execution, and many in this property lovers community can do long-term projects, but they also need a dual strategy with short-term results for cash flow, like in the next couple of months. So the way to do that is, first of all, give yourself a deadline. And it turns out that our model, there are 6 steps to success in property profits for the short term. And we call it the 6F model. Let's look at the Fs then. The first one is to find a deal. Second one is to FISO it, run a feasibility to see if there's profit in it. The third step is to fund it, because can you get the money, other people's money, to be able to pull it off? And then once you know that, the fourth step is to formulate the terms, because there's magic in the way you structure the deal so that you're not paying holding costs and all your downtime is being used well. And then the final 2 steps are less in your control and may take longer, and that is fixing it up, so manufacturing capital growth through a renovation or development or subdivision. And final step is flip it, sell it, cash out for your profit. But here's the thing, we can do the first 4 steps really, really quickly. That's kind of like a massaging act where they all come together. You are in control of searching for your deals. So find is totally 100% within your control. So if it's in your control and we apply Parkinson's Law, what you can do in a month or a week, you can do in a day. So you can find a deal in a day if you set aside the day. The second step is to feed FISO it, to run a feasibility, run your numbers to see, is it a pass fail? Is there profit in it? Is it worth further investigation? You can do that within the day as well. Once you find it, you can quickly and easily run it through the feasibility filter. If it passes muster and the numbers show that it's profitable and it's worth your while to take it further, the next step is to look at how you fund it. Because in our property lovers community, even people who have the money rarely use their own money. That's a beauty of property. You can leverage other people's time and other people's money for greater results. So funding the deal, that is attracting funding for the deal. And you can do that within the day. That's totally within your control to ask for the money. So we've already nailed three steps. Find, FISO, fund. Totally within your control to set the ball rolling for those three steps. The fourth step is to formulate it. And guess what? That's within your control as well. Putting together the terms of your offer. You totally 100% control that. You send it out there. Now there, it's out of your control. They either accept your offer or they don't, or you explore it further, they make a counter offer. But 4 out of 6 steps can be nailed in a tight time frame. And I'm saying give it a day to find, FISO, fund, and formulate an offer. And then the other two steps, fixing it up, you're kind of going to have to leverage suppliers and builders and architects and whoever else you need. And flip, yeah, you have to put it on the market and wait for a buyer. Not 100% within your control, but you're already 2/3 of the way there and you can influence massively the rest of the project. It's all in the launch. So if we can get you 2/3 of the way there in a really short period of time, the rest is a downhill run. You're past the point of no return. It's actually easier to finish off the deal than it is to just abandon it, because you've got a head of steam, you've got massive momentum, and things take on a life of their own, and you've doubled down. You want it even more badly because you can see a massive light blazing at the end of the tunnel. If this is resonating with you, and if you can give it a day, if you're hungry enough to take a razor blade to your diary and just set aside a day, then we're prepared to meet you halfway. With the tools, the knowledge, the support, the resources, and our time to get those first 4 steps done within a day. You can head over to, in the comments section here or the description section, there is a link and you can register for our 1-day challenge. That's right, we're going to do it in a day together as a property lovers community this Saturday. We'll set you up with the software, with everything you need for free. What we want from you is your success, because your success is our success. So it's 9 to 5 this Saturday to get under our belt the first 4 steps together: finding a deal, FISOing it, funding it, and formulating it so that we can make an offer to close it. If that sounds good, and if you can spare a Saturday, meet us halfway, let's do it together and get you huge launch velocity on your property journey. Head over to the link, register for this Saturday, the 25th of March. Can't wait to see you there. And let's just fast forward in a quantum leap the first 2/3 of your property journey, because by the end of Saturday, you will have a deal. That is our big promise, a deal in a day. Can't wait. See you there. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. Here at Property Lovers, we've got a big mission to help people who are serious about property start getting outcomes and profits to match their passion. It's not easy, but it is simple. It will require from you focus, commitment, and action. But over the last decade, supporting property entrepreneurs, we've found that 80% of results come from how you start. You see, you need to get off to a sizzling start. It's all in the launch. and the velocity around the start. And the rest is pretty much autopilot if you start right, follow through, and just stay on course. That's why we created our 5-day challenge to work through a funnel to get you to heal. So step one is find the deal, which we set up through artificial intelligence software. So it's made sure that it's for your strategy and desired outcomes. And we do all that and build that together on days 1 and 2. By day 3, you'll have about 100 leads in your hopper, both coming on market and from off market. And you'll be able to consider them. And that's where we move to step 3. And that's where we run them through a feasibility filter. Notice the F theme here. Find feasibility. And the next step is to formulate the deal and the offer. That comes on day 4, where we get our offers ready. And next step is we look at ways are finally left to fund them using other people's money, so it's none of your money. So that's 80% of the hard work done then and there. By day 5, you'll be submitting offers. And that's it for the challenge. Then it's over to you to fix up these properties. That's the 5th there, fix, and finally flip them for a quick payday. So if you want to get off to a flying start, you can go to the link in the notes section and sign up for our 5-day property challenge. Just 1 hour a day over 5 days, or all in one session if you're committed, and you'll be off to a start on your property journey with leads, funding, everything you need, and the software at your fingertips. And for any other questions that you might have around property and all your property needs, visit our website, propertylovers.com.au, because we're here to support you on your property journey and give you a real competitive advantage with the right knowledge, support, and systems to achieve your financial goals. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.